Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are in open.
Is this guy married?
No.
No. But he is. He is working.
Chris.
Do I have a motion on this item?
I don't know if there's a motion, but the board
decision.
Yeah, the board's not taking any action due to not having any active offers for the property. We encourage any and all interested parties to submit an official offer for the property.
I don't understand. There is an active offer on the table.
Is there a second? Trustee Green. Any discussion?
I don't understand. There is an offer. Can you open it for please? There is an active offer on the floor.
We have a request.
Discussion, if I'm clear on this, our attorney says there is not an active offer.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
And the offer was rejected and the counteroffer was submitted. There is an active offer on the table. Can I open the floor, please? Clearly, you don't want to sell the property to me, and I'm being blacklisted, and it's not okay. There is a blacklist, and I find it offensive. Can you open the floor, please?
Do I have a motion to suspend the rules?
I'd make a motion to suspend the rules.
Trustee, I second.
Second by Trustee Dart. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Jim Morrock, 2339 Oakwood Avenue. There is counter offer number 3 is currently on the table. The counter offer number 2 was received, and there was no communication from the village with regards to the objectionable parts of the counter offer number 2 from the village to me, Jim O'Rourke. I worked through the objectionable parts, and I submitted a counter offer rejecting counter offer number 2 and submitting a new offer, which is counter offer number 3. So it does not have to be continuous. There can be a gap in between the time that something expires. It doesn't always have to be kept alive. An offer can be rejected and with a new counter offer put in place. That is the way that it works.
Our understanding is that the offer had to be replied to by June 25th.
No, that's not true.
In order to be accepted. May I finish, please?
Sure.
Our understanding is that a counteroffer was presented with a reply by date of June 25th.
Which I did.
May I finish, please?
No, you did not.
Go on.
Our understanding is that a counteroffer was presented with an expiration date of June 25th. That date passed without a counter to that counter being received by the village, and it was not received until after the 25th. Therefore, that offer is no longer valid. Okay? I don't know.
Correct. Offer number 2 is no longer valid. And a new offer was generated called counter offer number 3, which included all of the terms of the original offer. And that's the way it works. I'm not sure who is giving you advice on this, but that is the way that the contracts work according to Wisconsin state law, is that somebody keeps telling you that it's not valid. And I've seen this for 2 years now, starting with Jim Rafter when he refused to bring it to the board. So this is not okay. There is a valid offer on the table, and it does need to be, if you're going to reject it for a reason, but don't say that you're rejecting it because it's not valid.
No.
Counter offer number 2 is not valid because it expired without being accepted. Counter offer number 3 is currently valid because it was a rejection of counter offer number 2 and a new offer was written. So whoever the attorney is that is advising you, I have a lot of questions about that, and so I would ask that you have maybe another attorney in that firm take a look at that, because what he's telling you, what I'm hearing, is not accurate.
If I'm understanding what you're saying, the expiration date on a counteroffer
correct.
Is not relevant.
You cannot accept a expired counteroffer. You can issue a new counteroffer, simply extending the expiration date if you want to. But
then there's no reason to have an offer or counteroffer put forth with a date of completion. If, whether it's June 25th or July 25th or August 25th, the way I'm interpreting what you're saying is the other party has an extended period of time to put forth another counteroffer, no matter what the...
You understand it perfectly. That is exactly it. You can wait with an expired offer. If an offer is not accepted within the time frame, it can no longer be accepted after it's expired. If you...
So there's an offer on the table.
According to state law, there's an offer on the table that can be accepted tonight by the board. There is an offer on the table. Who's ever advised you improperly should be held accountable. But there is an offer on the table that can be accepted, and somebody's misleading you someplace. But there is an offer that is active that can be accepted. If you accept the offer that's on the table right now, I will sign it, and I will give an addendum to the offer stating that it is still a valid offer. So that is where it's at. There is an offer that can be accepted by the board tonight according to Wisconsin state law.
Jim,
I'm a realtor.
I have a question for our citizen.
Mm-hmm.
You are a licensed realtor.
Correct.
You are not an attorney.
Correct.
Oh, you have some familiarity with...
I'm only allowed to fill out the forms. I'm not allowed to give legal advice.
And I'm new to this, but our attorney, legal counsel, has advised us it is not an invalid offer.
The offer can be accepted. That is what I'm saying, is that the offer that's on the table... And whatever he's advising you, because he doesn't like me, and he's the one who's threatened. He threatened to sue me personally.
Now we're kind of...
You
have no idea who we've been talking with.
Yeah, and you're wrong.
Or an attorney. Okay, so I... So what I'm saying is that the offer that is currently before the board can be accepted and signed by Brad or the president, and it will be then become a valid, enforceable contract.
Are you giving us legal advice?
I'm just telling you, as a realtor, I'm allowed to understand what the intent of the parties were. And I am a party to the contract, so I'm saying that contract can be accepted tonight.
Okay, and I'm not an attorney, but I have a fiduciary duty to the village, and... If our attorney says, I guess the implication would be that we would be exposing ourselves to legal action from somebody else if we didn't follow the legalities as he lays out for us. I'm listening to you, but I can't vote to do anything.
So what I'm saying, I'm willing to extend it.
I'll invite you to leave. If you listen to what Trustee Harris said, he said that any and all interested parties are welcome to submit the proper paperwork. So if you want to put together a new offer, you're more than welcome to.
The paperwork is proper.
Then rewrite it in one and get rid of all the mud that's in it with addendum to one that ends with 3, 6, 5, 8, 2. The offer that was on the table was dead. It did not meet the deadline.
No.
That's what we were advised. Let's just make this clean. Submit a new offer on Friday.
The state forms that are approved by the state allow a offer that has expired to be countered. And that's what you have. You have an offer that can be accepted.
That's legal advice that's contrary to the legal advice that we received as a bill.
We've been advised by our legal counsel. We have responsibility to that. We pay for the counsel. That I see there's a disagreement about, and maybe we can check your facts. But right now, we don't have that information.
So my point is that there is an acceptable... there's an offer that can be accepted by the board tonight, and then if it was accepted by the board and signed by the appropriate people, it would then become an enforceable contract.
The board has chosen not to act tonight.
Wait. This is a board meeting. You are invited to speak when you're invited to speak.
Would it work for, because of us following the advice of the village legal counsel, what would happen is, because we're following that advice of counsel, for you to resubmit a clean offer per what Trustee Atwood suggested, so that we make sure we're following the advice of counsel, and that way your offer can be considered without us going, not following what counsel said, but still giving your offer its proper attention. Would something like that work?
So you're what I'm hearing is the counter offer is saying that a new offer needs to be drafted with the same terms. Okay, so
it's not a counter offer. No, it's not a counter offer.
We're taking no action.
To submit a new offer that clearly lays out
that's the approach.
Addendum A, which was based upon your attorney's addendum A, you know, you wanted to make sure that there was performance and everything else. So the offer was acceptable with the exception of what was included in the attorney's addendum A. I reviewed the attorney's addendum A, and we cleaned it up so that it would be acceptable to all parties. So that's what the counter offer was there for. On
the other one that came in today.
What's that?
The one that came in today.
Well, they came in last week. And I was trying to get a hold of Brad all day on Monday on the 25th to discuss it, and he said he can't discuss it because he doesn't know. He says he doesn't have authority to discuss it. So I had to call up the State of Wisconsin Historic Preservation Office and find out what they thought of it. So I got different information, and I came up with a resolution that was acceptable both to them, that would be acceptable to them, to me, and to the board. So that's what was in the addendum.
Well, you don't know what's acceptable to the board. However, we're saying submit a new offer that's clean, relevant, and lays things out. And if you want the property, we're inviting you to do that.
So,
but we're not going to entertain previous offers. That was the motion from the board.
Pretty clean.
So completely clean is the exact same offer with addendum A, which is exactly which was worked through what your attorney wanted to put on to the offer. And that the attorney put on restrictions that called for requirements to follow federal guidelines, which would be there's nobody there to supervise.
I don't think we necessarily need to get into the details of the offer. Okay, what we're looking for and hoping we can do is allow the board to follow the advice of counsel,
which is right,
and ask you while we're following that advice of counsel, and it may be 99.9% the same, 100% the same,
right,
as what you're emailing to
correct
in today. But let's follow the process. If we can do that, there's no problem with the board reviewing a updated, brand new, revised, however we want to phrase it, offer. But that's what we're looking to do.
And we need to know the specific buyer.
Brother Tom, and the and/or signs means that we can create a limited liability partnership to run it. But you're talking right now about demolishing a building that you spent a bunch of money on putting on the historic register.
No, we're entertaining an offer to purchase.
We don't want it demolished.
That's what we're entering.
Right. So it's gotten to this point. It's gotten to the point of being condemned because the village decided that they didn't want it.
Do I have a motion to pick up the rules?
Yes.
Trustee Green.
Yes.
seconded by, I'll invite you to speak, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying
aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Mr. Lang?
I just wanted to clarify that on June 27th, twice in the same day, I had asked you, I specifically put in the email that it's a dead deal. Please submit a new offer. Twice.
And you didn't respond to those.
The counter offer.
Do we have a motion to?
That's what I wanted to clean up.
We're done.
I have one more observation, and I've been listening to you, but I do notice I'm getting some emails from you, and that's fine. And in almost all of those, you ask that the village follow the written policies, do things by the letter of the law, dot all the I's, cross all the T's.
Correct.
And in what we're doing tonight, I think we're doing that and not exposing us to legal action because we don't follow our lawyer's recommendation.
Okay.
So I'm
trying to get you. Well, I can't tell you not.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fine. I just wanted to go on record as saying.
But thank you. It's important.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Second.
Did we take a vote?
I don't know if we took a vote on the.
No, because we didn't open.
Yeah. Okay. We have a motion and to go to the open.
No.
On his motion. Just,
okay. Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
We have a second.
Okay. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Of what he read into the record for our resolution, if you want to call it that, yes. Yep. Okay. Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Do I move to adjourn? Seconded by Trustee Genrich. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes.